away.
Take a breath with me. A deep cleansing, healing breath. And as you inhale, know that you're taking in new energy, healing energy. Exhale, release, let it all go. And even before you close your eyes, I'm going to invite you to gently look at the flame in the candle. Just bring your soft gaze to the light. And every inhalation, repeat, I am in the light. I am in the light. And exhale and release anything that is blocking that light. Inhaling, I am in the light. I let go of anything blocking that light as I exhale. And then gently begin to close your eyes and begin to visualize the flame inside you, in your third eye. As you gently let these words resonate in your heart, the light is in me. I am in the light. The light is in me. And just begin to look at the light and bring it within you. And know that there is no separation. I am in the light and the light is in me. And bring that light to your heart space. As you open your heart to the one life that we are, to the presence of the living, loving Christ awakened in you, I am the light. I am the light of truth. I am infinite life, abundant life. I am love. And breathe into that light that is shining so beautiful and so brilliant in your heart. Let the light do its miracle in you. Be willing to let it expand throughout your physical body. Healing, 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 renewing, cleansing, purifying. I am the light of truth. I am the healing light. And we bring that light to every cell, every atom, every molecule of our bodies. I am the light. And that light continues to expand to our minds, into our hearts, into our feeling nature. Thoughts come and go, but I am the thinker behind the thoughts. I am divinely created, and I am one with my Creator. I am the light of truth. And think of your loved ones. Bring them to your mind's eye. Anyone in need of a prayer this morning, and surround them with light. Let that light go forth to this entire city of New York and beyond, to our entire country and to the world, as we envision a world at peace, a world where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s vision is still alive, his dream. The beloved community waking up, a world where there is equality, justice for all. And breathe and feel the peace of God in you, the love of God that you are. And now let us be in the stillness and in the silence for a moment as we honor this infinite life within us, which is the life of God. I am one with life. Infinite life. And in your heart ask, God, what is the greatest vision that you have for my life? What am I to do with this one wild and precious life? And just bask in the stillness and in the silence for a moment. take a breath and gently begin to come back. Feel your feet on the ground. I am fully here and now, grounded in the center of my being and open and willing to be guided moment by moment, breath by breath, by the light of truth. And now as you take another breath, wiggle your fingers, let your heart smile, look around you and know that everything you see is God. For you are the divine having this human experience. And we are grateful for this awareness. And so it is. Namaste.
You change dust into gardens, pieces into peace, tears into fountains, chains into release. Doubt into action, vision renewed, perfect creation unfolding in view. You hold on, love heaven inside you. No matter down to ashes, you rise again. You are the light of God, the power of bread lifted up. Every breath testifies you are the heaven inside you. No matter what you go through, and if your dreams burn down to gardens. pieces into peace.
Wow. Hallelujah, Denise. You are the light. You are the light. You are the light of the world. That is the truth of who we are. Breathe into that awareness and repeat, I am the light. I am the light of truth. You know, I love January. Because for me, January is an opportunity to renew myself over and over again, consciously. I feel like in January, there's a clean slate that says, here I am. What are you going to do with your life? In front of you is an opportunity to create your masterpiece. And that's what inspired me about the talk for today. And I love Mary Oliver. And it was just that quote that just spoke to me so deeply. It was like, what are you going to do with your one wild and precious life? What are you planning to do with this amazing life? Wow. And then I looked up Charles Fillmore and what he had to say about life. And he said, the first step in the realization of life is always to know that God is life. God is life, abundant, omnipresent, and eternal. And that life is within us. As Denise was singing, heaven is within us. Heaven is right where we are. We hold heaven inside of us, no matter what happens. We all fall at some point, but we get up when we have a vision. In Proverbs, it says that a man without vision perishes. But there is no such thing as not having a vision. We always have a vision because we have the power of imagination. Within us are 12 powers, right? And one of them is imagination. And when we're not aware of where our mind is going, when we're not aware of the monkeys in the head, you know, those monkeys I'm talking about, when we're not aware of the BS going on in here, the belief systems, okay? When we're not aware, that power that we have of imagination goes wild. And that's not the type of wild that we want to bring into because it creates really horrific movies. No, no, no. If you're living a horrific movie, take back your power. Come back to the center because the point of power is always here and now. So where is your attention going? And so we want to bring your attention back here, undo all the old conditioning so that we renew ourselves over and over again. The burning bowl that happened at the beginning of the year should be an ongoing process. You know, Charles Fillmore had the practice that every single day, at the end of the day, he did looked at his whole day and said, you know, if there's anything that was not in alignment with the truth of his being, he did the work of letting it go, of forgiveness, whatever it was, to come back into his alignment. The thing is that we are having this human experience. We are divine and we are human. We are infinite and finite. So in this world, I always say in the horizontal, this is a human experience, there is duality. Good, bad, cold, hot, and on and on and on. And the way that our surface mind works is like it goes from one thing to the other, comparing. That's what the monkeys do. But we're so much more than our thinking mind. So I invite you to take a breath right now and go breathe into your heart, claim that power in you and say, I am light. Heaven is within me. I am lavish abundance. I am divine life. And I'm going to take back my power. I'm not giving power to those monkeys. And yes, it's a continual be prayed up. Yes, affirming. Yes, having a toolbox. And it begins also what Reverend Sean spoke about last week, self-care, which to me equals self-love. Watch those thoughts in the mind, that self-talk, you know, that self-talk, because the thoughts that we believe, there goes your energy, there goes your power, there goes your attention. So continually stay awake. Notice your thoughts, shift the mind. This is not the truth of who I am. So nevertheless, I'm going to focus on what's important. So we're going to talk about in a little while, you know, what is it that is important for you? What is it that you value? So that your life's energy is focused towards that. Remember? God is life, wildlife. Look at the creative force around you, the many beautiful expressions of the one. It's only one presence, one power. That's a first unity principle. And that one presence and that one power is in you. I am in God and God is in me, right? And so we have that ability in an instant to shift and come back to our center, come back to our power, to come back into alignment and claim our divinity. And that's the power of having a spiritual community of like-minded people that are in this together, committed to waking up, committed to evolving together. Wow. I mean, that's what I love. I love that. And I love your theme for the year, Unity, walking together in unity, because we're not islands. We need each other. And so at the beginning of the year, I really go back to, am I living the principles that I know? Because it's not enough to understand and to know, how am I living it? And one presence and one power, that is the truth. Quantum physics tells us, and new sciences say, you know, all life is interconnected. And I love this quote from Martin Luther King that says, all life is interrelated. We're all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. We're made to live together because of the interrelated structure of reality. We're all in this quantum soup together. So we're all walking each other home, as Ram Dass says, together in unity. Walking together in unity. We're not alone. Take a breath with me. And plus, there are invisible angels all around you because there's divine intelligence everywhere. We're swimming in an ocean of infinite life. Remember, the infinite is appearing in as you. So we're both infinite and finite. So how do we take this infinite life into this human experience? What really matters for you? What are you going to do with your life, your precious life, your wild, precious life? And it's never too late, never too late. And so I like to go into my heart and ask God, God, what is the greatest vision that you have for my life? How do you want to express your infinite life in this creation? Because you created me, and the creative power that created me is also within me. And I'm waking that up. God, show me, guide me. And so we stay in that place and we journal about it so that we're not trying to figure it out, but more it's about let it reveal itself. And then what do I love? What gets me up in the morning? These are the questions to ask. So I'm going to invite you this week to really begin to ask yourself, what do I love? What do I love? What gets me up in the morning? what is really important for me? What is my unique song? And I'm not, and this, that's just a metaphor because I can't really sing, but yet I let the sound express through me. I wish I could sing like a lot of you, but you know what? We all have our gifts. We all have our talents. We all have a sacred contract. And so invite you to dream big. Have a vision that is like your GPS, your God power that guides your life's energy. And then we take the finite into this human experience. And then from the moment that we wake up, we listen in the silence as we pray. As we pray in every affirmation that we do, first ignite the fire of truth in it so that you really feel it in your bones. We want to renew ourselves every moment. Let every day wake up in you the newness, the freshness, the curiosity, the awe of life. As the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. Let us die daily to the old and renew ourselves over and over. We're a new you. And then pay attention as you go through the day because the old consciousness will come back. I know, you know, I was like, I started this year really, really, really on fire and really saying, what do I love? What brings me joy? And really, really, every day was so magnificent and really with a lot of self-love and self-care. I got a massage. It was wonderful. And then one day out of the blue, I think it was on day 12 or something, I woke up and I felt like, and a heaviness upon me, no reason at all. It was just heaviness. I think it's what Eckhart Tolle calls the pain body coming up. And I just took a breath and I embraced it in love. I embraced it in love. I embraced that energy and it dissipated. In an instant, we can really shift and we stop resisting and just open. I am in God, God is in me, and only good comes for me. And that includes even when things don't work out the way that you think that they need to, take a moment to come back and really adjust your GPS. Okay, where am I being rerouted now? What's really going on? Pay attention to your energy because yes, we are the infinite appearing as the finite. And so in the finite, we all have these 24 hours, even though we're timeless, you know, this is the paradox. But within this human experience, what am I doing with my precious life, with my one precious wild life? What really matters for me? Am I putting my life's energy towards what's important or to worry, fear, lack, limitation? And if you're caught up in that, I invite you tonight, go outside and look up at the sky, at the stars, infinity, and just say, I am the universe. I am infinite. I am choosing to let this go and trust that God has my back. The universe is for me. Life is for me, not against me. Everything is always working out for my highest good. And then, you know, in the morning when you're really doing your work, because I really believe that the moment that we wake up is the moment where we set the tone for the day. What do I want to do with this precious life? In the different areas of your life, just see, you know, am I in alignment with what's important for me? Am I using my time wisely to what is important? Am I making a difference? Because here it is, what you are being called to be, what brings joy to your heart, meaning in your life, is always, always something greater than the little ego, the little story. It's always tied up to the greater story, to making a difference in somebody's life, even a smile, something that you could give that will make somebody's life more joyful. Yeah. The Dalai Lama, when he was asked, what is the purpose of life? He said, the purpose of life is to be happy. Happy. But we think that happiness, because this is the conditioning, has to do with people, places, things. All that is fleeing. Everything comes to pass. Nothing stays the same. There's a season for everything, right? True happiness is the joy that is always here of Spirit of God. And for me, as I renew myself over and over again, as I really look at my life, what is my life? What about? What brings me joy? And to me, it is about sharing truth, the light of truth. And knowing that the creative force that is everywhere present is within me. God is creative energy. I am creative energy. And I'm going to let that wild creative energy go forth. And I always like to have a word for the year, something that anchors me. Last year's word for me in 2022 was joy. Why joy? Well, after being locked down in during COVID lockdown for a while, I really needed to spark some joy because I think that we all need each other again and again and again. You know, we're not islands. We need each other. We're all in this together. And so joy and little things that brought me joy. And this year for me, it's magic that I can see beyond appearances, that I can remember at every moment that I'm living in a magical world, in this paradox, that I am not limited by my thoughts, you know, that I am the infinite appearing as me. And magic, that there are worlds upon worlds that I'm not even aware of. And that also sparks the joy in me to create, to really, what brings me joy? Sharing the delight of spirit. And also, I love adventure. You know, what do you value? I value generosity. I value love. I value adventure. I love to travel because when I travel, I learn about other cultures. I see the creativity of God in so many different forms. So those are the things that spark joy in me. And whatever it is, I watch my energy. I watch the energy of, you know, is my life focused on what's important? Relationships, am I being authentic in integrity with those that I love? Am I being generous? Money is energy, life's energy. Is my money going towards what is important for me? So those are the deep work that we really need to focus on. If there's any resistance in me, there's more work to do. The past is gone. If I'm still holding on to anything, then I got some more letting go to do. Remember, the burning bowl is continually happening in me. I burn away what doesn't serve me. Every day I am a new creation, infinite and finite. And when the old consciousness comes up, thank you for sharing. That's not who I am. Nevertheless, I am focused on what's important. And then setting clear intentions every day. You know, what is my intention here? Where is my energy going? Because where your attention goes, there goes your power. And as we get older, it is important to really, really, really stretch, open up. You know, I have a friend in his 70s, and he is creating planes on a 3D machine and flying them. And then, you know, makes me think, you know, what do I want? Well, physically, I'm going to stretch myself. I'm going to try new things this year. And in my mind, I'm going to stay alert and learn something new. I want to learn a new language, something, everything. What do I want for the rest of my one wild, precious life? I keep asking myself that and letting spirit guide me. You know, I found out that there was a 90-year-old woman named Joyce DeFaux who earned her bachelor's degree from Northern Illinois University. She was 90 years old in a nursing home, but she wanted to finish what she started when she was in her early 20s, and she left school because she started a family. but it's never too late. Never too late. You're never too old to go for your dreams. And then there's this woman that I was really amazed, a Cuban American woman that became the first Latin Grammy nominee at the tender age of 95. She was 95 years old. Angela Alvarez. She began her songs in the 1930s in Cuba. And it wasn't until many decades later, while she was settled in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that her grandson said, "Grandma, I remember all those songs that you sang to the family when you were young, you know," and he made it happen. So it is never too late. As Hafez says, you are the sun in drag. You are God hiding from yourself, sweetheart. Sweetheart, you are God in drag. We are God's creation. So what's the use of trying to control anything? Put God first in your life. God in everything. The indwelling presence. Heaven is within each and every one of us. What are you going to do with your one and wild, precious life? Let life celebrate through you. Be the beautiful creation you were meant to be. And that means honoring and taking care of your human experience, taking care, self-love, and opening up to this wild, infinite life, becoming you. You are the divine incarnated. Shine your light unapologetically for the benefit of all. I love you as my very own self in La Ketch, because we are all one, one creation, one love. And now we're going to hear Denise sing her beautiful melodies.
I could wear a rainbow in the month of June. Put a quote on my car window about the good I wanna do. I could buy a poster praising everybody's worth. Take a picture by a waterfall and prove I care about the earth. To show I know what love means, that's who I could be. What love needs is my voice speaking from my truth. What love needs is showing up, knowing what is mine to do. What love needs are hands and feet. What love needs is me. I could circle holy places, visit when I can. Pin a ribbon on my overcoat, raise another flag. I could cheer the loudest for someone else's work. Tell the youth to go forward and heal the world of hurt. To show I know how love moves, that's what I could do. What love needs is my voice speaking from my truth. What love needs is showing up, knowing what is mine to do. What love needs are hands and feet. What love needs is me. never find a brighter light than the one shining as our lives. When one of us stands, we all rise. What love needs is my voice speaking from my truth. What love needs is showing up, knowing what is mine to do. What love needs are hands and feet. What love needs is, what love needs is, what love needs is me. What love needs is me. What love needs is me.